Guys, I've been jamming out in the van, driving. So good. It's a jam. I'm not going to tell you what song. I know you guys already know. I'm not going to tell the listeners because Christian's going to play it at his wedding.
Yeah.
And nobody else is allowed to play it at their wedding.
And guys, I'm having a wedding.
I called it first.
Nope, I called it. I said it.
Just the day he has a wedding.
He's
going to play it.
I called
it. Everybody knows. It's like the number two song in the world right now.
Is it really?
Yeah. I found it, though, and I showed everybody in the world.
He showed
it's
me.
It's TikTok brain.
I would have never seen it. TikTok brain, I swear.
I swear.
What?
No, I'm not swearing on you.
Oh.
I was just saying something and I got interrupted.
Yeah.
But I come up, I see videos, ones that have become super popular.
No way.
Usually like weeks after. I mean, it kind of depends because I always can tell by the comments, you know, this comment's got more likes than the post.
Oh, yeah.
And it's 5 weeks old. Came across one of those bad boys today.
Oh, yeah.
But usually, I mean, I guess I never see a popular video.
While it's popular?
When it's popular way down the road. It's usually initially right when it becomes popular. I'll see it. It's like, oh, only 7,000 likes. This is hilarious. I can tell this is going to blow up. I like it. And then who knows? Maybe it has millions of likes.
Wow.
Wow.
That week. Millions. But I just never see it come to fruition. I just am not a commenter guy.
Yeah.
Like, no. I can't comment funny stuff. I read the comments.
I read the comments and I like the comments.
Comments are hilarious. Yes.
Instagram comments have gotten so much better.
Yeah, that's mostly where the comedy is in the comments.
Oh, yeah. That's why they call them the comedy.
Yeah, it's like the best part.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah. I remember the comments ruined a couple movies for me. Marvel Endgame.
Oh, I remember you saw Iron Man Dies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, frick. I saw it on a SportsCenter post.
Yeah, yes. Dude. When it came out, everyone was trying to spoil it.
They were putting it on everything, and yeah. I was like,
you couldn't look at anything.
I knew. I think that
I stopped looking at comments for.
And we went and saw it opening week. I mean, we saw it 3 days.
Yeah.
The day after it came out,
that was a good movie.
I can't do. I don't do. Won't do Marvel premieres anymore.
Well, back when it was Marvel used to be a different beast.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
What's Marvel now?
Marvel used to be...
Not good. That's what I'm saying.
Are they making any movies?
The culture used to love Marvel.
Deadpool and Wolverine's coming out soon.
I'll watch that.
I'll watch that.
Not in theater.
Oh, I need a premiere. No, I'm fine. I'll watch it at my leisure.
The Spider-Man movies are usually pretty good.
Yeah, but that's
also... They had Avengers. Those were good.
I still haven't seen Dune.
Dune 2?
Yeah.
So good. You
haven't seen Dune 2?
So good, dude.
Did you watch James and Bryce's episode about it?
Yeah.
So they spoiled a lot of it.
You
probably don't remember. I only listened to the beginning.
What did they say about it? They have good things to
say. Don't say. I didn't listen.
They gave it 5 Madam Webs out of 5 Madam Webs.
Wow. That's really good.
I only listened to the beginning. I didn't listen to post-movie review.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Good. Yeah, dude, you have got to watch it. Probably the greatest movie of our generation.
I wish.
It's a generational movie.
I think this last one's going to be this next one's going to be the last one.
Really?
Part 3.
Why do you say that?
Even though there's so many movies.
Because they didn't call this one part 3. They called this one, or they're going to call this one Dune the Messiah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because they just finished the first book, and there's like 7 books.
Right.
They
thought there was like 12.
I don't know how
many
there are.
There's way too many. James said he's read them.
All of them?
I don't know about all of them, but he said they just get weird, and there's a lot of just crap and politics and boring stuff, and they did a good job of condensing it.
Yeah. Like, there's poop on the streets. There's probably why
there was
houses.
So much. It took them like 6 everywhere. Hours to get a full story, because like the first movie was just politics, basically, and this movie was just action.
But all that, all the filming on the Harkin planet, like, they didn't do any black and white, apparently. That was like all like how it was.
Yeah. Which is crazy, because they say that because it was just like everyone was white and like painted white. You know, that's like the people.
That's just how it was.
And then
planet.
Like the stadium was black, and they said they have like a black sun, so everything like looks black and white or something. Yeah, it's super sick. That was such a cool scene.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta go back and watch it. Like there were some good characters in there. Yo.
Yeah. Whenever you want to watch it, let's go watch it.
Okay.
I think it's available to like watch. Like, at your house.
You can watch it on YouTube. You can buy it on YouTube. I saw.
Yeah, we have got to
Hulu probably.
I'd be down to watch it sometime
tonight. Yeah. It's only 10.
Let's do it. Did you have a good birthday? I see a new shirt, new haircut.
I had a great birthday. I accidentally got a stain
on
this.
Oh.
Ooh.
I think it was from tonight. I don't know what.
Maybe.
That sucks.
Oh, we had a cereal, though.
It's not a stain yet, Gavin. It's just dirty.
Yeah, yeah, it's dirty. It'll wash out.
You know who got that shirt for you?
Hope.
You know who picked it out?
You?
Yeah. She was like online shopping or whatever.
You picked out another one, too.
And she was like, do you think Gavin would like this? And I said, let me see that. No, that one's ugly. This one's dead.
Yeah, there's a lot more.
Stand up, show them.
Give us a spin. Give us a twirl. Woo! Oh, yeah, cool.
It is nice. Nice back.
Legit, dude. Wonderful shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I got a cool golf shirt from Hayden. She's going to return it and give me a bigger size because it's just a little snug.
Thank goodness. Exact.
That shirt makes your chest look bigger.
Oh, thanks.
I noticed that while you're preaching. I was like, wow, has he been working out? No, just new shirt.
Well, I do have a different job, and I hurt my shoulder today.
Oh, no.
Not actually at work. I hurt it throwing the spike ball like a baseball.
Yeah.
Trying to pitch it fast. You know, like when you don't stretch before plan, and end up pitching or playing any position, honestly, and you just throw
happens
it
all
a
the
little
time.
Bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that was always the worst.
Yeah, I remember we went camping after like a long baseball tournament I had once.
Mm-hmm.
It was when we went driving up. I shouldn't have brought it up. we went driving up in the mountains. Gosh, so I was in so much pain. My arm was.
Yeah, dude.
I was cooked.
That was always the worst because your coach would be like, "Did you throw your arm out?" And you're like, "No, I can still play."
No, but my coach, I could still pitch.
After you're done pitching, and they're like, "You good to go out in the field?" I'd be like,
yeah. Trying to play shortstop afterwards.
Yeah, dude. Oh, your arm is cooked.
Yeah.
Christian, make
it
cut.
Was so painful. You're trying to throw to second base. Cut to second.
Yeah.
Underhand.
Do that first.
Yeah. You someone cuts from the outfield, you have to throw home and you just underhand toss it to him.
You just roll it.
Just drop kick it.
Boom.
It's like in bench warmers when he takes off his glove and he kicks his glove all the way home.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw this came up on Instagram the other day. It was just like kids running towards home. The catcher kind of runs out a little bit. So the kid, like, running towards the base, like, kind of lowers his shoulder and trucks the catcher. The catcher drops the ball. He tags home plate, and they're like, that kid should be ejected. Like, he like, had intent to hurt him.
To victimize the catcher.
Like, he had, like, this was premeditated. Like, he planned to do this. It's like, well, he's trying to get through the base.
Also, you're blocking the base pass. Base
you can't slide because you'll break your leg. You can't if you run around and it wastes
like
more time.
If he has that's malicious.
If
that's
he has
malicious.
The ball, if the catcher has the ball, you can't just ram him.
If he has the ball?
If he has the ball.
Why not?
Because you're going to be out.
Like you should be out in that instance.
If he's blocking the base path and he doesn't have the ball, you can truck him.
Yeah, I don't remember if he did have the ball.
If he didn't have the ball, you can truck him. He's just obstructing.
So if he does have the ball, you can't truck?
No.
I thought that was like the whole thing, try to make him drop the ball.
No.
No, because, it's like, that's illegal. Because, you should be out in that instance. If the catcher has the ball and he's standing
you're out,
there
you're,
okay,
before
that,
you're
that
even at the base.
What it was.
Yeah. I did that once to somebody. But it was like simultaneous. He caught the ball and...
Oh,
I
mean, so, and gray area. Ty goes to the runner.
We were playing Sheldon and it was like to win the game and they called me out because I trucked. I was in like fourth grade or whatever.
Oh, my gosh. One, still Sheldon.
Bunch of liberals. My coach was angry.
Oh, my gosh. I would be too.
Furious. My dad was yelling at me.
Never liked Sheldon.
We lost the game because of it.
We had a couple, a week where just our practice was only practicing hook slides to home base.
What is that?
So we had lost, we had lost a game, but we had
lost a lot of games.
A few runs because we were just getting out at home on a steal or whatever. And so we were learning to go where you're like coming, you're running towards home plate.
Yeah,
and you dive out to the side,
like reach your arm out,
and you like dive to where you can spin your body, and you can just
that's cool.
Whip your arm around and tag home plate.
Yeah.
I remember when Josh got his hand annihilated.
Oh yeah, state championship.
No
for
way.
Summer ball. Yeah,
at Willamette.
It was we were in the playoffs. It was the final,
right?
Yeah,
wow.
It was. Great we memory. Were playing for third, and we ended up getting third. But one of the guys on my team. Josh Mosier was on second base, leading off. They're trying to pick him off, so he dives back, puts his hand on the bag. Dude at shortstop steps on his hand, turns, like his metal spikes into his hand, rips the skin from here back, like folds Blood. Back.
Why is he even stepping on the base? There's no reason for that.
I know.
It was malicious.
That's crazy.
And so they called time. He's like one of the most calm, collected guys ever, and he was just like...
Complected or calm, collected?
calm and collected. And he walks off, and he's holding his hand like this.
Great complexion on this guy.
And he was safe. So we put another guy out there, and he went to the hospital.
That's crazy. He thought he was safe.
You could see all the ligaments and tendons to each finger. It was disgusting.
It is disgusting.
He sent a picture in the group chat after.
That sucks.
They had to scrub, like, with a nail scrubber or something, or like a scrub brush. Oh, they had to scrub the rocks out of his hand.
That's stupid.
At the ER to clean it
so
out.
Why would they do that?
You do not have to do that. Leave promise. It.
You don't have to do that to stop infection. Yeah, it's so disgusting.
You can just clean the rocks. Just leave the rocks in there.
Yeah, leave them
just
in
like,
there.
Yeah.
It's like, why is your hand so bumpy? Actually, it looks like... So when you're pointing out a landscape, you're like, just imagine hills.
Look at this.
Look in the sunset.
Imagine the mountains there.
Oh, it's so disgusting. Yeah, that sucked. Ugh. I can't imagine.
That's annoying. No reason for that.
My mom, we had Gavin's birthday dinner the other night, which nobody really told me about. But I saw there were Doritos in the cabinet, so I would text my mom, and I said, are we doing Gavin's birthday dinner? She said, oh, yeah, I thought I told you. I said, well, I kind of figured, saw the Doritos. But she asked, what was our first memory of Gavin?
Oh, yeah.
Whose first memory of Gavin?
My mom. She's like, what's everybody's first memory?
And
I was
like, there's all of us and Hannah.
I don't even know.
Like, I promise everyone older than me, their first memory will be when I was born.
Yeah.
And everyone younger than me won't have a first. It's like when they were born is probably their first memory.
Yeah. But I was just like, I can't even distinguish between something that I remember and something that just I've heard a story of a bunch of times.
Yeah, there's no way. There's never a time when you were like, oh, what's your name? And you like met him. It's just like he was.
What's your name? We sleep in the same house.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm brother.
That's brother?
It's brother. Brother Gavin. What's your first memory of brother Gavin?
What's your first memory of me? That makes more sense because you're like three.
I remember you at the hospital.
When you were born, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. I don't have any of that with my.
I remember siblings. Parker. I was 3 years old, so
even
I can.
Even my little cousins, I don't remember.
I can recall. They had him in this little container with a cage over the top because he was a rowdy baby.
That was called the womb, Gavin.
Parker unboxing.
Parker, I was not in the womb with you, okay? But yeah. They had him on the little bedside table because they had just taken his, stamped his
foreskin.
Feet.
Foreskin.
Yeah. That was a couple days later, I think.
My manhood.
And they had this little heart-shaped monitor.
My manhood.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is that why they call it that?
Nancy Bars. Parker, pull up a beat.
Yeah. Just kidding. Write that down.
With my man in the hood.
What?
Yeah. All right, anyways, what was this?
Parker was a little baby, newborn baby, and
brand
he had this little heart monitor
no
on his chest, and it was also shaped like a heart.
Yeah, there's pictures of that in the photo album, and you can see my little baby. And so I took like one day I took like these like happy face stickers and just like put them over the.
Oh yeah, your mom's like, no, take those off.
I think Gavin took them off.
Yeah. No, you slide out the photo. He didn't actually put it on the photo.
Yeah,
put it
in the plastic. It was in the photo album and like, a little cover thing. I didn't know I could take those out.
So he took them out,
and then Gavin took them out because he's a little pervert, pervert ball.
I didn't, guys.
Yes, you did. Seriously.
I didn't.
I just did it to prove it to him. Look, Parker. Still there.
Look, you did have one at one point.
There's this really funny clip of Parker when he was little, probably.
That's really
two,
funny, Gavin.
Three?
Yeah.
In the bathtub. It's like, Parker, what are you doing in there? And maybe someday we'll post the video, but.
Yeah. Oh my God.
No, having this sound so much worse than it really is.
It is inappropriate.
No, it's not.
What'd you say?
It's not inappropriate.
Parker, what are you doing? And
I was.
Parker, why are you doing
that? I was being honest.
He's like, I should send that clip to you. You should put it in.
No, I should not.
It's
absolutely
so funny.
Not, dude.
It's
no.
So funny. Nobody can see any parts.
That's not the parts that they... Hey, you know what?
Parker, it's hilarious. It's a hilarious
that's like
video.
It's like a close friend's Instagram story.
It's like
that, but
it's
I never
like,
post on there.
It's
so.
Like Gas Boys podcast Instagram story.
Right.
It's like close listeners.
Yeah.
What glasses are these?
Those are mine.
Gavin's, I think.
I need a new pair of sunglasses. I got some safety glasses today. Had to do some cuts on some metal railings.
Oh, no way.
It was very scary.
Oh, we should start doing close friends Gas Boys stories.
No, that's lame.
But it's for like if you... Patreon. No, people like comment. Whoever is our favorite comment, you get
to be on our close friends.
And whatever our favorite comment is from that week, then you I'll get to be on the close friends
every day,
and we'll start to post stuff.
I'll just post random pictures.
Maybe that can get us more comments.
That's true.
We should. We got to post.
I promise we will actually post stuff on there. No comments on YouTube videos.
Oh, wow. Yeah, but like, then you got to watch the whole YouTube video.
Yeah, that's lame. I don't think you have to watch the whole video to comment.
You
have to
I thought you had to.
Are you serious?
No.
Gavin, you...
Gosh. You think...
Did you see Mr... Listen to this.
Mr. Beast is literally giving away Teslas.
Giving away 26 Teslas on his 26th birthday. He's only 26?
That's crazy. That was the craziest part about that post. Crazy. I thought he was way older.
Yeah.
When he said that, I was like, I was going to post it on my story because I commented and tagged you guys. I was going to post it on my story and be like, just turned 24... Mr. Beast just turned 26 and he is giving away 26 Teslas. I just turned 24 and I'm one of the people that has to, that needs a Tesla. So at me, guys.
So,
Mr. Beast, please.
So please.
Yeah, we're actually really like a Tesla right now.
Mariah tagged me and I was like, oh, so you actually now have to watch Mr. Beast videos.
There's actually 15 million comments right now.
That's...
No, there were 5.
I wonder what our odds are.
Excuse me, there were 5 million.
Okay, that's fine.
Still, 5 million comments.
1 in 5 million, that's five pretty bajil. Good. I like those odds. I used to have 0 in 5 million odds of winning a Tesla.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
Now I have 1,
now I have five 1 in 5 million.
Yeah, so... Oh, no. 26 in 5 million.
What?
There's 26 Teslas. How would those, yes. How would those odds work?
26... There's
divided by 5 million.
5 million divided by 26.
Nope. 26 divided by 5 million.
Nope.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. You're right, 5 million divided by 26.
Equals, it's 1 in 192,307.
That's so good.
Not bad at all.
Wait until he turns 100 and he gives away 100 Teslas.
100, yeah. I'm so excited.
I wonder what the car
I wonder if I'll get the Cybertruck.
Teslas will be so...
There's one Cybertruck. That's the 1 in 5 million. It's a Cybertruck.
Is he giving away the Cybertruck? It doesn't even say.
Yeah. It's included.
What would you rather have? Definitely not the Cybertruck. Cybertruck is weird.
Worth way more, though.
You can sell it. Oh, yeah. 100% sell it. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do that, Mr. Beast. I would keep it.
I would keep it, Mr. Beast. Please give it to me.
I really would keep
driving it. Driving it around would be such a statement. That would be awesome.
That's true.
It'd be like, look what I
look at
achieved.
Me, everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm eating pickles out of
also,
the bag.
Listen to this, though. I think if I sold the Cybertruck, I could probably buy a house with the money I sold it with.
Yeah. Ooh, house.
I think a lot of the people that win his competitions just sell it. Or like he buys it back from them.
No way.
I would keep the Tesla if I got a Tesla. Save some gas money.
Yeah, there's he did last summer. Or no, we lived in Oregon. I remember listening to these episodes on the farm. Maybe it was like a couple springs ago.
This was a couple of years ago.
But he did a big podcast run. Like he did a bunch of people's podcasts for this random month.
Yeah, I remember
that. And there was one where he was just like, yeah, if people don't like want the prize, I'll just like buy it back from him and give them the money, like the value of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the person that had the private jet, they didn't keep the private jet. Because like what's a brokey going to do with a private jet? It says like... Still $10,000 to operate
per flight.
Yeah, I don't understand people getting mad at him for like. There's people who like when he paid for the eye surgery for a bunch of people.
Yeah,
people are mad that he made a video about it.
Yeah, what?
Like,
the
well,
heck?
That's how he gets the money to
that
do
that stuff.
These
makes
things.
Me so mad. Why'd you have to videotape it? What the heck?
Because that's
you
haven't how done I anything. Get the money to pay for this. All you've done is comment and sit on your lazy bum.
Yeah, stop lazy doing
bum
good
and
things.
Say, give me a Tesla. Oh, whoops, sorry.
Yeah,
you guys.
There's nothing wrong with giving credit to people that are doing good things.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you doing? What's the last thing you did, Jeffrey?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nothing.
Seriously. Sorry about all the
eight little boys.
Out there. Yeah. Dude,
what?
We went
eight.
In...
A-T-E.
We
oh,
were working.
Jeffrey Dahmer joke. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like Jeffrey Star, the makeup guy.
Oh, yeah, that also. I forgot about that guy.
Mm. I just saw a video with him on it the other day, so just in the brain.
I was working on a house Monday.
No.
And
no
when we were working on it, really small backyard, so much dookie. so much deuce,
I've
dog
never
deuce.
Seen a smaller backyard.
In the backyard, it smelled so bad. It was it's so terrible. The entire time we were working, it was just like.
You should not be allowed to have a dog if you are just, if you can smell the deuce that strong.
That
smell
you know the,
deuce.
The issue is. Majority of people live like that.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw up on the podcast.
I had to be honest with you.
Majority
guys.
Of people live like dog deuce.
Like dog deuce smell.
Dang it. Guys, majority.
Majority of you.
That means most of the people that listen to the podcast have dog deuce in the backyard. No,
dog poop yard.
Yeah. Guys, if there's dog poop out there, go pick it up.
Guys, yeah. Seriously.
I haven't picked it up in a while. Ooh. There's probably a lot back there.
You're
cooked. Mom does it though. Dang. I should really help out around the house more.
For real. Dad probably picks it up. He's probably at home.
He gets so bored with his job.
Really? Doesn't do anything?
He does stuff, but there's sometimes where like he's doing a lot, sometimes where it's like not as much. It's definitely less involved than his last one. Yeah. So.
That's good.
Manage ding dongs.
Ding dongs.
He was the ding dong manager.
Yep. Worked for a Hostess. I got this video I want to show you guys.
Okay. Yeah,
do you guys ever see people deconstructing?
A lot of yes.
I'm deconstructing my faith right now.
They love to deconstruct bridges.
What?
Like that. Like Baltimore. Whoa, that guy looks like
this guy's got a whole page. Their big thing is like hell isn't even real, you guys.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Okay,
that's
what do you think the place right is with weeping and gnashing of teeth?
They're like you just die.
It's just a metaphor, literally. You just guys. This guy. Oh, it's gonna blast us. I don't think the music really matters.
Oh, this really is going after Christian.
When you deconstruct and realize it wasn't the Holy Spirit, it was just the drums.
It's just the drums. There's a lot wrong with this.
I do.
Especially his beard. Where do I even begin? His beard looks so terrible.
I get, it's weird. It annoys me when people are just like, it's all just music and it's just hype and it's just like trying to play on people's emotions.
Yeah.
Like, dude, do you think that God can't use music to move people? Do you think that's out of his...
I hear this so much. People being like, a couple things. I'm not going to church for a rock concert.
I am.
Like, things like this, like you're manipulating people, like churches play certain chords to like manipulate people into
their emotions,
feeling a certain way. It's like, what do you think music
Oh my gosh,
interrupted me and kicked the,
the whole thing. Put it back, just leave it.
It was, I didn't, that was Christian.
That was me, I was kicking it.
Christian.
Let me adjust
people
it.
Like, people are like, they're playing certain chords. To like manipulate you into feeling a certain emotion. Yeah. It's like, how about let's think about this. What do you think?
Well, let's say something smart instead of what you just said.
Listen to what I'm saying right now. What do you think music is? If it's not like, that's what music is.
It's emotional.
You can call it manipulation. It's just making you feel a certain type of way. They're doing things to make you feel a certain way. It's like, yeah, that's called what life.
Everything
that's
is
called reality.
Ever.
Everything that you've ever experienced, someone has done something to make you feel that way.
You want to hear something incredible?
1 second.
Okay.
There's
not yet.
Not yet, Gavin.
Not yet.
I don't understand because there's a lot of people, you know,
out
that,
there.
When they think about churches, they're like, if you know, it shouldn't be a rock concert.
If that's what you're going for, then that's kind of weird. But
why have we? No, I mean, it's obviously not so much.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be excellent, though. Like, what's the point of not?
You're supposed to do it well.
Not doing your best.
Excellence in worship, letting the people in lights worship God with their talents.
Yeah.
Having the people in the sound booth worship God with their talents, and the musicians and the singers. Why?
Lights.
Why have you? Like, it's not like you guys are playing instruments. Like these conservative churches, they're not like playing instruments from biblical times. It's like they followed the trend of like music as it's changed. They've added acoustic guitars, and then at some point, like 100 years ago, they stopped. Like, or like at some point, like 20 years
like,
ago,
this is too much.
They're like, you know what? This is where we draw the line. We wanted to keep up with how music is played until mm-hmm. right now. This is the way it was meant to be. Was from the 1980s, not from the 2020s.
Also,
like the 2020s
100 is too years
far.
Ago in the 1980s.
I'm very interested in Church of Christ people. If there's any Church of Christ people out there, let me know.
Very big out here. I've seen a lot of Church of Christ.
Never seen them before, but
never
they don't do any instruments. They only do a cappella, so you just sing, which I'm interested because they say that it's not biblical, but David, who is known for worship, King David,
big harp, worship guy,
literally played the harp.
Yeah, he played the harp, and it says
big
worship,
old, big old
worship
string
Lord with like the summing of the lyre, the clashing of drums, and the whatever. It says worship the Lord with all your might. I know these people that are sitting there singing a cappella, singing or worshiping the Lord with all their might.
Yeah.
David was undignified. You can see so many times in the Bible where it's like these people are dancing. It's like the only reason it's a comparison to like concerts is because concerts are like all music. Like music, if music came from God, right? Mm-hmm. And so people can use what God created, music, in a perverted way, it's like worship, like whatever, secular song.
Worship Taylor Swift.
Worship Taylor Swift, right? Or like use it in a perverted way. It's like worship love or like these rap songs, worshiping drug, you know, whatever. It's worshiping, like, just using what God created and perverting it to worship whatever the message of the song is. But yeah, that doesn't mean that if you use what God created to worship God, that you're doing the same, like you're technically doing the same thing as what the secular music is, but the secular music is just taking what God intended to worship him and just worshiping whatever you want.
I know.
And so it's like not a comparison.
Yeah.
Like using whatever, like if you want, music doesn't sound like secular music, like worship music doesn't sound like secular music. It's just modern music.
Yeah.
Sounds like secular
it's
music.
But what this
people like worship saying, teams are using all the resources they have to make the best service they possibly can.
What this dude was saying though is like, when you realize it wasn't the Holy Spirit, it was just the drums. Like if that's what was keeping you in church, and then you realize like I'm only here because I like the music, then that was like it's a you problem from the beginning. It's not like it's bad on the church for having good drums in their church.
Also, listen to this. They're saying it's manipulation. It wasn't the Holy Spirit.
They got
to
stop saying.
But God has used music spiritually to like change people and like affect stuff that they're doing. So like with David before he was anointed king, when he was serving under Saul, he was brought in to play the harp whenever Saul was being tormented by demons.
Oh, that's nice.
In his mind. So he would come in, he wanted somebody to play the harp. David would come in, he'd play the harp. And it would go away. They would stop tormenting him.
I mean, just look at that right
so
there.
So look at that. You're saying that's emotional manipulation, or how about it's actually some spiritual stuff?
People don't understand
freaking
what
warfare.
Maybe you just don't understand.
People don't really understand what manipulation is, I think. Like, or people don't understand what music is also. There's no point in not using every single resource you can to make the most excellent worship you can to God. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Until you make it a production. Like,
until
as long
you're
not
just
it,
like, I want to make this sound good for me.
Uh-huh.
Then
not,
but that could be anything. You could be doing that with a guitar and a cappella and no music
exactly
at all. But it's like, I'm doing this to appease the people in the congregation that don't want a rock concert. That's not the
same. I just
want to
rock.
Yeah, the people that just want to rock.
The people that just want to
rock. It's
like
if your whole congregation is like, I don't want a rock concert, and then you're doing
rock,
like
rock,
a cappella and a rock guitar to appease them. It's like, that's the same thing as us doing a rock concert to appease the people that want a rock concert.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's done in the same attitude of...
But there are some people that don't appreciate like that. Like people like different styles of worship, different styles of
God
music.
God made good music, so I want to listen to good music.
Yes.
It's not
do
like there's
well
just like one right kind of music to...
Yeah, that's
worship
true. People confuse like their taste in music with what actual. It's like actual worship is this kind of music because this is the music that I like.
Yeah,
which is also a mistake. It's just like, yeah.
Sometimes you just don't like it.
Sometimes it's just not your preference, and that's okay. But it doesn't make
sometimes
it not worship music.
Prefer the hymns and the organ.
I love some beautiful hymns, dude.
Oh my gosh.
Some old, I also love like some gospel songs. Some soul just get you going.
I've been to one church that we read at a.
Hymns.
Yeah.
That was in Illinois.
Yeah.
Very small church.
Yeah, I love some hymns.
Hymns go crazy.
I knew that would get some conversation going.
The hymns?
No.
Oh, that video. Oh, look at the other video I sent you.
That guy just was like watching some of his videos, and I was just like,
I've seen him before.
I don't really like you that much, but I hope you
there was
come
this
back.
Guy.
The Holy Spirit
I hope you come
was
back.
Just the drums or whatever.
This guy that called himself the Holy Nope.
I don't like that dude.
I've seen that.
Oh, made
I don't
me
like
so
that
mad.
Dude.
There's some where it's like,
no, but
they're
he's
preaching
like
weird.
Super self-righteous. He makes
he's
me
like,
so angry.
He's like, nope.
Yeah, it is a nerd.
He's got this weird
isn't
mustache
the guy like where he's like,
he goes and he
opens his Bible, goes to a clip.
And he goes to a clip of something
and
else.
And he's like,
and
nope.
He closes his Bible and leaves. Which some of the stuff that he shows is like crazy. But just his attitude toward it. It's like
he
people like that that spend more time like criticizing the church. Like that's literally all his content.
I finally had to unfollow Christians who curse sometimes.
Really? Oh, I did a while ago.
I would only follow them for their stories. They would post like sometimes like funny stuff on their stories. But like the reels they would post drive me nuts.
The power had just gone to that guy's
head. It was just all like weird feminists just... Earthly garbage. Chill. Not yeah. It was not even like.
Let me give some background to this video. So background being, I scroll Instagram. This pops up, and I want you guys to, after we watch the video, do this.
What did you do?
Sorry, I don't know. I'll go back to it, but
yeah,
this was the one that made me finally unfollow.
Yeah, a bunch of nonsense.
Me telling my racist uncle that literally everyone in the Bible is a person of color, literally.
Literally.
Period.
All right, that's
girl.
When a Christian stubs their toe.
And then this one's still thinking about those Christians who said the solar eclipse was a rapture. But did any serious people say that the solar eclipse was going to be the rapture?
Yeah, the whole attitude is like, guys.
We are the better ones. Yeah, like all these
Christians are these so ones cringy, are so guys. Weird. We're the cool Christians.
We're the cool ones.
We're the cool queers.
What?
I thought that's what you were saying.
Nope.
Dang it.
It's like we're Christians, but we curse sometimes too. Like we're pretty
we're pretty edgy.
Pretty cool.
Pretty quirky.
Okay, go to that video I sent.
Mm-hmm. Some of them are kind of funny. Like, listen to Taylor Swift for 4.3 hours after saying I didn't have time to read scripture.
That's pretty funny.
That's kind of funny. But some of them are just like, not that funny.
When you're marry a man who can't even make it.
What?
That's just
what do you want for this? Some backlash?
Audio, yeah. You guys just got to enjoy this and watch. Start it over.
I love this video, dude.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
Yeah. Many times.
It's an evil laugh competition, by the way.
That one's my favorite so far. I like number two.
That was pretty good.
Oh. Oh.
No.
Nope.
Some of them
it started off kind of bad.
This one's the best. That's like a witch. Like a witch and wicked witch of the West.
Yeah, that's the best one.
This one's weird.
Not very evil. She looks like she's crying.
Yeah.
Just runs out of
What's your favorite? I like number two and number four the best, I think.
Yeah, I think number four. Is number four the redheaded lady?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was the best. That one's funny. Let's see how anime I can get.
Between number two and number four.
He really thought he cooked there.
He really
did.
He ate.
He did cook. It started weak, got strong there, and then got worse.
It then faded.
Guys, let's make the listeners listen to this two times.
This is I want just this one, and we're done.
In the clown.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That one's good.
She left no crumbs, though.
Oh, she ate.
That's incredible.
What, dude?
What?
All right. We're on the theme of, like, creepy, so I'm going to go with this one right here.
Oh, I cannot handle this video, bro.
I've been a boy. Oh, you can see me. I've been a boy.
That is so crazy.
What did it say right there?
I know you can see me. That switch from like the smile to... He looks like
he's going up for adoption.
He's the Joker, dude. He looks like the Joker for real.
Oh, I saw that
like
last
his whole
night.
Whole tonality is like the Joker.
You're about to go to bed and you just...
I've been a bad boy. Oh my gosh. What? Oh.
I know you can see it. It looked like he had hair clippers in his hand.
That is evil,
oh,
bro.
Oh, man.
He must watch too
many...
Gosh,
having kids seems...
Kind of scary.
Insane.
If you let them look at creepy stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, but... I don't know.
That kid was definitely mimicking like the Joker.
That's true. He loves the Joker.
At 3 years old, he's watching the Joker.
Big Joker guy.
So, one more time.
I've been a bad boy.
This switch right here.
You can see me.
That part's crazy.
Bro.
Don't scream.
I've been a bad boy.
There were no signs.
Yeah.
You can see me.
What's he holding?
Give him life without parole. That's so crazy. In the morning, he like wakes up. He like can't talk. He's still learning how to like speak and everything. He's like talking
like a baby.
Yeah, like talking. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like he doesn't know, but like he hasn't like said any sentences yet. I don't know.
Yeah, I think he's just calling me. Should I answer it on my watch?
Sure.
That was the first sentence he said. Hey, good evening.
Sorry to bother you. That's okay.
That's all right.
Oh, that smells delicious. Yeah.
Oh, we got a storm headed our way.
Storm is a brewing. That was Gavin's father-in-law.
Yeah, so there's a tornado and hail and all sorts of nonsense coming.
That's
all
right.
I don't have any cover to put my car underneath.
No. Yeah. Get full coverage right now.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, you better get some. You insurance, right?
Honestly, go get in a car crash on your way home.
Gavin, no.
Don't see. Oh,
sorry, Park. The leg is just right there. No,
it's
all right.
It kept going in and out of focus last week because of your bodies were like kind of getting in like the frame of the camera. Not in my frame, but
kind
of
like in your frame.
No, it would focus on
our bodies.
Off of me, but it's fine.
I'm gonna
put it closer this time.
I gotta say, I'm digging the table.
I like it.
I don't know why we didn't do this sooner.
Me neither.
It's wonderful, dude. I like it.
This is not a bad setup either.
Yeah, I don't mind it at all.
Because I always thought like two people on the same like. The same plane. Uh-huh. It'd be weird because they're like looking over at each other. It's really not.
It's not.
Yeah, it's like a normal conversation would be.
I know.
Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah,
it's like how do we normally sit?
Yeah,
when we're doing anything.
We always sit in a perfect triangle.
We talk every single time. I'm gonna get.
That'd be perfect if we could have like a perfect triangle camera right here. Just
like a 360 camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next week I'll bring.
Switch. Sorry.
No. Go ahead.
We should switch to one camera that's just on the ceiling.
Oh,
no, you need the GoPro 360 one.
Yeah.
That's like right in the middle of us. And so all of our faces are like this. They're like arched over.
Oh, one of the 360 cameras that they use on those cars that do street racing.
Yeah.
Have you seen those? People cutting up?
Yeah.
It's crazy, dude.
Yeah. Freaks.
Yeah.
Freaks.
I was going to say, I'll bring in some street house freaks. Plans and this. Had big old deck cabin I want to build in Dangerfield.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Because they're splitting off part of the property to sell a portion. And then
we could go to Dangerfield to record every week.
That'd be fun.
Build a studio out there.
That would be terrible.
Take a nice little hour drive.
Well, in the house that we're going to build.
We could just drive out there, record in the car, and then just hang out there and have fun.
Yeah, just chill and have fun.
In the house we're going to build, we're going to do two bedrooms master and then another bedroom for the kids when we have them.
Two bedrooms master.
But we can use it as the studio.
Oh, in Dangerfield?
No, in Longview.
Oh, you're like your...
Yes.
Your house.
Yes.
Oh.
Probably
start working on it in...
You only want two kids?
August.
Just what? Two? You said two bedrooms for the kids.
No, two bedrooms. Our bedroom and then one for the kids. I'm not going to be in that forever.
Are they live together? Same room?
Yeah.
Eight kids. Same room.
Parker, we shared a bedroom.
What if it's a boy and a girl?
We shared a bedroom.
Are you banking on the same?
What do you mean a boy and a girl? If there's three, it doesn't matter.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
River and Rory share a room right now. Till for a very long time.
That is so gross, dude. TMI.
Parker, we shared a room until, I don't know, a long time.
Until you moved out of the house.
Fifth grade.
Yeah, and then we had separate rooms up
there. Yeah, then we lived together until I got married.
Right.
Literally. Literally fine. Literally. All you need is one bedroom. You can fit all your kids in there.
All of them. You can have like five or six.
I don't know. Like at least three.
How many you want.
At least three.
At least three.
Maybe four.
Maybe four or six or eight.
Gotta be above,
I want to build up a pretty big army.
Yeah, that's true. We'd get a platoon going if we...
If I could have... A bunch of mini-me's? How awesome would that be?
Oh, my gosh.
If you're like, hellish. Man.
Man, I wish there was more of Gavin.
Yeah, I wish there was more of me.
Said nobody
said
ever.
Nobody, no one ever.
Jeez.
Hey, cool Prius. Nobody. Mariah had one of those on her Prius that she wrecked.
No, you get the sticker that says, I drive this so I can buy more ammo.
Oh.
They'd love that in Texas.
I saw like a big old like excursion that had a sticker on it that said I identify as a Prius.
There's a lot of those stickers where there's somebody climbing an eye and it's in the word it.
Yeah, climate.
I'm not sure what it means.
It's climate, dude.
It's a stick climate. Figure.
Big
climate.
Rock. It's big like rock
climate.
Climbers.
It's like climate awareness.
Yeah.
For climate change.
Yeah.
Oh, a bunch of liberals. Oh, yeah, my gosh. Guys, the climate is staying the same, and it always has been. You know it.
It's a guy climbing an eye in the word it, and then there's some coins, pictures of coins next to it.
What?
I don't remember the coins.
Oh my goodness.
Oh wow. There's actually the sticker of a cashier handing back some coins to a customer, and he's got him like
he's like he's climate like, change. I don't know what to do. I'm just gonna climb it.
Yeah.
I want to get a sticker that just says climate change, just the words climate change.
On your car?
Yeah, and then no one will know if I'm for or against it. Because yeah. I could be like, climate change, right? All right. It's totally a hoax. And then to some crowd, I'd be like, climate change, it's terrible. Right? Gotta spread awareness.
That's so funny.
It's like, climate change is definitely real.
Climate change with a question mark or something like
uh-huh.
that?
Yeah. Does it?
I mean, the temperature changes around here maybe, pretty often.
Yeah. Sometimes.
I mean, it is changing every day.
The climate changed.
Because that's just how it works. There's also this guy I see almost every day. He drives a red Dodge. And it's a sticker that is backwards. So it says, stay calm, don't choke people.
Oh. Yeah, and then
the part facing me says it's backwards so I can read it. But
that's
actually, funny. If you're in the car and you see it in your rear view, still doesn't read right. And if you were to turn around in the car to read it on your back window, it still wouldn't read right.
Is it like you ever see mall security and they're spelled mirrored on their front so you can see in your rear view mm-hmm. mirror and it says security.
Yeah, it's like they're trying to do that. I didn't
even really listen to what he said.
Wow.
It's like they're trying to do that, but it doesn't even work because it's done wrong. Okay. It's more just backwards so you can still read it as the person driving right. behind the truck. And then it's like, oh, a funny joke because it says don't choke people.
It's a hilarious joke.
Mike, really? You have that bad of road rage.
I've seen so many that are like, the closer you get, the slower I drive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not if my bumper's pushing your car forward.
I think I have road rage for real.
Parker, everybody's got road rage.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
You just have rage at people that are not smart. You just have like dumb people, like make better decisions rage.
That's true.
Yeah,
but I feel like
make better decisions.
The same drivers that I get mad at, I think that's me too.
When you're not paying attention.
Because I'm driving and I'm like, no, not paying attention.
You're on your laptop, you're like.
Someone's driving in the fast lane and I pass them in the right, like, gap them real quick. Like, they're right here, there's a semi, and I'll just like.
Yeah.
And I would get mad if someone did that to me, but I just drive.
I give them time. I give them time to get over, and they don't, then I pass them.
I do not like people just riding the left lane going the speed limit.
If you're going to the speed limit,
you go into the right lane.
They love
to do it. I get into the right lane as soon as possible, right after I pass.
I thought I was getting pulled over the other day.
ASAP, no Rocky.
Yeah.
I was driving in the fast lane. I was passing the cars. Right. It was a 70. I was going 75.
Yeah.
Just passing this car, and the cop comes up behind me. It's like, oh, crap. Flashes his, not even his red and blue lights, but just white lights, just like, bloop.
Oh, no.
And then for me to get over, I guess, I was like, I know I'm passing this car right now. Moved over, and they just kept going. He must have needed to get somewhere fast because he probably. Was.
Oh yeah, the police man needs to get somewhere mm-hmm. fast.
Yeah,
likely right. story.
Devin got pulled over by the cop just like walking into the road.
What?
Like he saw him coming, and the cop just like was out of his car and walked into the road and like held his hand up for him to stop. Like,
what?
Him, like
he walks
over.
Like
what
he
did
goes,
he do?
He was driving by Christian Heritage, and I guess it's a 40 on that part of McCann Road.
No, it's not.
It ain't.
It's a 55.
Oh, on McCann.
Oh, on McCann.
Yeah, it's a 40.
Maybe.
And he was going like. I don't know how fast like, he was.
Like 80.
What was that dude doing on McCann Road? That's like not even in town at all.
What? Who? What man?
The cop. Why is he just walking on the side of the road?
Well, I think his car was parked right there. Just maybe people speed by the school a lot and they called him like. But he was going a little bit over, but he didn't give him a ticket.
I go by
like, if you were going 2 miles an hour faster, I would have given you a ticket. Like, okay, good to know.
Okay.
That.
I wasn't.
The actual speed limit is 10 miles an hour over the speed limit.
Like I wasn't actually speeding, so
you got pulled over
for
doing 53 and a 45,
something like that,
or 48 and a 40. Don't ever pull me over for doing 48.
Maybe it was 53. Maybe it was a 45 because 40 seems really slow.
If I got pulled over for doing 53 and a 45, I'd be so angry.
Like, okay,
what are we doing here?
You gotta slow down. I drove so fast.
I would drive you know, roads that are 55. I'll drive by cops at 64, and I won't change my speed, and they're cool with it.
They're so cool. They're so
chill. I don't even. They don't care. They know I don't care. And I don't care that they don't care. And we just keep going on with our day.
Driving back from Dallas.
Do not waste your time or my time.
We were cruising.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a 75. Everybody's going 95.
Keeping up with the flow of traffic.
What do you think of, like, if it's like a yellow, blinking yellow left arrow, and you're turning, and there's cars coming, creeping forward, and then the car's passing, and you go?
No.
You don't like?
No. My foot's ready, though. To just really? Unless I can see that I'm about to go,
yeah.
Then I'm getting ready and I'll get out, but I won't like go out there and sit
and wait there. And then once it turns to a hard yellow and I see them, they're gonna stop. Then I go because you never know if those people are gonna stop, especially in Texas.
They never do.
They love to run the red light and then it turns red for you and you're in the middle of the intersection with your pants down.
Yeah,
I saw a dude on the pants down, almost though. Other half on Judson Road, he has a little Volkswagen Bug, little white thing.
Yeah.
Intersection of Judson and Hawkins. And he's there, like, and he opens his door, gets out of his car, like, lays down on the ground, is, like, looking underneath, no shirt on. And then, like, gets back in his car. And as we pass him, is just hands in his face. I would have, like, gotten out and, like, seen, like, do you need us to, like, push you out of here? But we had a job to get to. I mean,
customers come first. Tube. She's totaled.
Customers come first.
Sorry.
Sorry, guys.
Busted drive line. Probably.
Yeah,
maybe it's leaking fluid.
I should have just rolled down the window. You got a busted drive line, I think.
Busted drive line, huh?
Car's not working.
Good luck.
You're gonna want to get that checked out.
She's totaled.
Good luck.
Oh, customer's house today. Pickleball court in the backyard.
Yeah, that's
that so was actually their.
Yes, that was their backyard.
Wow.
Yeah, dude.
Crazy. I mean, the rest of the yard not that nice because it's not very big.
But they have a pool over there too.
Oh, I didn't
you get
see
nice that and hot and sweaty playing pickleball.
Go jump in the pool.
Jump in the pool.
That would be nice.
We'll get there someday.
Hot tub or pool first?
Pool, bro.
Really?
In Texas? Yeah, yeah, pool.
For real.
Yeah, I love a hot tub, but
I don't even like a hot tub.
Really? Yeah, yeah. You've never been a big hot tub guy.
I've been
ruin
to
your
some
pants.
To some houses.
Yeah. Ruin one too many pairs of pants.
Where they got all pool, no backyard.
All pool, no B. All pee, no B.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What are you gonna do? Everywhere. I mean, it takes up their entire yard. There's not even that much room to sit under a patio.
That's embarrassing, really.
And no grass. It's just all pool, which I get it here because
there's way too many rocks in our backyard.
Yeah.
Not enough pool, way too many rocks. Yeah. Make the pool a little bigger, please, next time.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Make it a little deeper.
A little deeper, a little bigger. Mm. It's all right, though. It's nice. I've been getting in there like after work.
Oh, yeah.
I'll just go real quick, take my pants off, put some swim trunks on, jump in there, swim around for a little bit.
Take my pants down, wait in the intersection.
It's just nice because it gets your body, your temperature down, core temp down faster.
Dude. I was cooking the other day. I was on the roof for like 6 hours, and I was sweating bullets.
Really?
I really needed to just hop in a pool.
Oh, I was up in an attic today for a long time. Like, Kevin, I would go up and down. Oh.
Yeah.
Reaching down in there, trying to find a wire. Oh, where is it? I just crawled in here, and I'm so tight. Am I going to be able to get out? I hope so. Smack my head on a nail on the ceiling. That hurt. Didn't smack it, just like barely rested it. But even slightly pressing your head up against a nail doesn't feel good.
Yeah, no. I mean, I would. It seems like.
It seems like it wouldn't.
Seems like it would be a little bit painful. I got a review. Tropical, the Yellow Edition Red Bull.
W.
Not terrible. It tastes like that one. One of the Monster.
I think that was the first juices. One I ever had that was off of original.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting choice. Original's still my favorite.
When are we going to do the taste test of like all the.
How'd you like Elderflower? Devin had it the other day, so it was
good. I liked
it. Elderflower.
It's kind of like Juneberry.
He said it wasn't. I said that you said it wasn't. He said it wasn't.
It is.
So, I don't know who to believe.
Devin's kind of an idiot.
You kept calling him Schmevin the other day. What is that?
I don't know.
Schmelvin? <It's
funny>. I don't know.
So I was like, how long has Gavin been calling you Schmevin? Because I just noticed it at Pop Show. You never said his name right.
I called him Schmevin.
It's my birthday. I'm going to call him what I want.
It's my birthday, so you Schmevin. On my birthday, you're Schmevin.
I think it should stick.
I feel like you called him Melvin a few times, too.
No. Melvin?
Melman?
No.
I like Grace and Bella, call him Dilly or Dylan.
Yeah.
Because I remember when we first met him, I couldn't remember if it was Devin or Dylan.
Yeah.
It was because of them, because they thought he was Dylan.
That's funny. What did he say?
What?
About me calling him Schmevin.
He's like, oh, I don't know.
Just started today.
He just does.
Hey, Schmischen. Schmischen.
Schmarker. Schmarker, go hit your pie.
It's a birthday thing.
Schmeissen.
Just wait till tomorrow. He always does
Schmoa.
This.
Schmoa.
Schmoa.
Shmaisaiah.
Why is he saying?
Hey, Shmamron, get over here.
That's because Samuel. We always call Slamuel.
Yeah,
Slam Bamuel.
Slam Bamuel. And so I called Devin Schmevin. And I was just like, All right. I was like, I'm gonna call you that the rest of the day.
You know
and
what?
He,
yeah.
He never said anything. I was kind of doing it, hoping he would react in some way.
Right, guys?
And he never did,
guys.
I said,
weird.
I would say Schmevin. How many strokes you get? Shrevin, what's your stroke count? He's like, plus two. Yeah, plus two. Dang it. Dang it, Shrevin. Yeah, he never did anything, though. I thought for sure he'd be like,
what's with the Shrevin? I got one more Instagram video.
Why are you calling me Shrevin?
I just love this. I laughed at this for so long last night. It's definitely not going to be as funny the next day, but yeah. It's late enough. It might be funny again.
That's true.
One more time.
Bring it here. Dude.
Guys, go watch on YouTube if you want to see a funny monkey video.
That's so
my
funny,
favorite
bro.
Monkey in the world right there. I love that's the only good bits. One. Not good. He's probably evil, but monkey just standing there, hand out, give it to me.
You better watch what you say about monkeys. I heard the new Rise of the Planet of the Apes or whatever it is. The Planet of the Apes movie, whatever it's titled.
Planet of the Apes, this is our kingdom.
It's supposed to be the greatest one of the franchise.
Wow. They've made how could they outdo themselves?
I don't know. They did, though. I've seen a couple of them. I remember we rented it one time for a movie night, you, me, and Dad. We got pizza and ice cream. What?
I've been a bad boy.
Yeah. Parker's been a bad boy, and he threw up all over the blanket.
For Planet of the Apes?
I don't know.
I remember one night we rented Thor and we drank root beer and pizza and I felt terrible.
One time we were watching a movie.
That's in the habits.
We were very young. I was probably fourth grade. Parker would have been in second, first.
Yeah.
And we're watching a movie. We had pizza. And Parker just turns around onto the blanket on the couch.
No way.
And he's just... Blah, and throws up all over the blanket.
Was it that black,
Yes, the black and red one?
Yeah, no, that was a goldfish. I remember that.
What?
Yep.
What do you mean that was a goldfish?
That was goldfish.
Oh.
He had been eating his pet goldfish.
And dude, I have some, random,
why did you throw up? Just for whatever?
Yeah, I was sick.
Yeah.
I was sick.
How come we don't get sick anymore? Like, throw up sick. That's not really something that happens.
I know. I don't get so sick I'm puking.
Yeah.
As kids, you didn't really know when to stop. And you're like, this thing's making my stomach upset.
No, it wasn't just sick from overeating. It was like you get a stomach bug and you're throwing up everywhere.
Like stomach bugs don't really exist anymore.
Weak immune system.
Right.
Oh. That's sheetrock.
Knock on sheetrock.
Behind you is wood.
Wooden cross right here.
Yeah. Hey.
New backdrop.
That's probably the strongest wood you can knock on.
Yeah.
For real. Knock on the cross.
Right. Man, that's good. Good stuff.
Amen. Yeah. Let's watch the monkey movie together. The new Planet of the Apes. I want to see it.
Nah.
They made so much money.
I'd rather watch Civil War first. I want to watch that one. And Dune 2.
Oh, yeah.
Dune 2, Gavin. You have to watch
it. Oh, did you?
What?
The Harder They Fall. Have you guys seen that?
Oh, yeah, Isaiah was saying something about that.
I watched it.
Should I download it? It's on Netflix, right?
Yeah, I watched it on Netflix.
Good movie?
Good movie. It's a Western. 2021. It's an all-black cast. Only black people.
Did they do that for a reason, or was it just
No, I think it was just...
kind of happened?
I'm sure they did it for a reason.
It just happened to be that way?
But yeah, everybody until they go to this... It's pretty funny. They go to this just white town and literally everything is white. I mean, the buildings are white. The ground is white.
The people.
The people are all white.
That's funny. They call it Whiteville?
Yeah, something like that. Hmm. It's a really good movie.
Blanco.
Hmm. It's about 2.5 hours.
Dang.
We should go check it out.
Dang.
Parker's leaving us again. That's why we're recording on a Wednesday
episode.
Night.
Episode. Man, this felt good though. Didn't even have to get I had some news stories lined up just in case we didn't have anything to talk about. But man, this was good. All right, thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye.
Peace.